Jim, if you can kick us off, please.
Sure. Welcome to our hybrid meeting. Participants in the room, please do not join the meeting in Zoom. Virtual participants, if you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members attending virtually, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Members of the committee, when you wish to speak, ask a question, or request a roll call vote, please push the person button on your microphone or raise your hand virtually. Those in the room will have their microphone turned on when they are recognized to speak. Those attending virtually can unmute themselves when recognized. When you are finished, all should mute themselves. Members of the public who have registered to speak, those appearing virtually, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. If you are here in person, when you are called to speak, approach one of the two podiums on either side of the dais and you will be recognized. For all registrants, the clerk will tell you when your time is up. After all public speakers, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the committee, please send it to the email list on today's agenda. Thanks. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Jim, do we have any notified absences today?
Yes, Alders Glenn and Figueroa Cole, as well as Mr. Bruchuk, are notified absences.
Thank you. Can you do roll call, please?
Sure. Alder Revere?
Here.
Alder Revere is here. Mr. Farley?
Present.
Ms. Farley's here. Ms. Westra?
Here.
Ms. Westra's here. And Ms. Clemens?
Here.
Ms. Clemens is here. Chair, we do have quorum.
Excellent. And up next is approval of the meeting minutes from October 15th and October 22nd, 2025. Ms. Farley. And I will entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes. Thank you. Do I have a second?
I can second. Sorry.
Okay.
I did before.
Seconded. And I see that Alder Cole has made it. Any objections to approving the minutes? Do you have a question? Okay, here we go. So moved, the minutes for October 15th and October 22nd are approved. Next up is public comment. Jim, do we have anyone registered for public comment today?
Let me refresh real quick. I do not see anyone registered for general public comments.
Excellent, thank you. Up next is presentation of the consent agenda. If you could take us through that, please.
Sure, so I'll read just a quick overview of the consent agenda, just sort of going subject by subject and the items in that subject, and then the committee will vote, and then I'll read out the full verbatim of the consent agenda. So the proposed consent agenda for ALRC meeting November 19th, 2025, recommend the council to grant operator license application item 3. And this is a recommendation from the ALRC Operator Subcommittee to grant. Change of agents, items 4, 5, 6, and 7. Entity reorganization, items 8, 9, and 10. Request to extend license issuance beyond the 180-day limit under MGO 38.05, item number 11. And a recommended council to re-refer public hearing new license items 13 and 14. 13, the applicant still needs to submit some materials that were missing. And 14, the applicant has amended their agenda or amended their application, which will require another public notice. So it will be on the next month's meeting.
Thank you very much. Committee, are there any changes you would like to make to the consent agenda? See none. And what committee, what is your pleasure? What would you like to do with the consent agenda?
Approval of the consent agenda.
Okay, if you could turn your mic a little bit towards you, there we go.
Is that okay?
That is perfect. There we go. Could you just say that out loud again?
I would like to move approval of the consent agenda.
And is that a second, Ms. Farley?
Yes, Chair, that is a second.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the approval of the consent agenda. Any objections to approving the consent agenda? Seeing none, the consent agenda is approved. Jim, if you can officially read it off now.
Sure. So the past consent agenda for ALRC meeting November 19th, 2025, recommended council to grant item 3 operator license application for Navy V. Machow. Again, this is a recommendation from the ALRC operator subcommittee to grant the license where they heard the applicant. Item 4, change of agent, North Central Management Inc. Item 5, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 1421 Monroe Street. Item 6, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 3153 Maple Grove Drive. Item number 7, change of agent, Bowl New England Inc. Number 8, entity reorganization, Metcalf LLC. Item 9, entity reorganization, Metcalf Foods West LLC. Item number 10, entity reorganization, Fresh City Market LLC. Item 11, request to extend license issuance beyond the 180-day limit under MGO 38.05 for Kai Lau LLC. Recommended council to re-refer number 13, public hearing new license for Bombay Blues Inc. This applicant needs to submit additional materials. And item 14, public hearing new license, Luna's Market LLC. This applicant has amended their application and needs to be legally noticed again.
Excellent, thank you. Alder Cole, did you have a question?
Yes, not about the consent agenda.
Okay.
So I let this finish if
okay.
And then ask.
Okay. Okay, moving on to operator license applications. Item number 2, operator license application for Timothy Consigny. Do we have any registrants for this item?
We do not.
Okay. And I don't see anyone registered in sitting in Zoom. Alder Cole.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I have another meeting that I'm supposed to be in, and I'm trying to figure out how many people we have here from the committee. I don't want to drop and then not have quorum.
We're good with quorum, so you can drop.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So item number 2, we do not have a registrant, and no one is Mr. in Zoom at all. Committee, what is your pleasure with this item?
This is the first time the applicant has no-showed without letting us know in advance.
Let's see. Who's got their hand? I don't know who that is.
That's for Ms. Margaret. That's one of the ones we just referred.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. Alder Revere.
Thank you, Chair. I move to refer to our next regular meeting.
And we have a second.
And I will say I was planning to move something otherwise until the deputy city clerk stated that this is the first time that we have not heard from the applicant, because I know this has been on our agenda several times in the past.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we have a referral and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections to approval? Seeing none, this item has been referred to the next meeting of the ALRC. Let's deal with Ms. Nunez. Can we bring them forward, the participant? If this is for Luna's Market, you were on the consent agenda. And that has already, we've passed that. So you don't need to stick around for the rest of the meeting.
I guess my question is because I don't understand the language of what it means, what you just passed. Can you please take a minute to clarify And I'm sorry that I'm doing that to you guys.
Oh, no problem.
So if you recall when we spoke through email, I know you updated your application to include liquor in your application. And if you want the committee to consider both the beer and the liquor together in the same application, we'll have to wait until the meeting next month in December. So we have time to legally notice that update in the paper. I think I'd mention another option for you is if you wanted for the committee just to consider the beer, we could do that, but they wouldn't be able to consider the liquor part until next month.
It's okay. And my notice says that the meeting was December 15. Is that the same meeting that we are talking about? Or are we talking about something else?
Yeah, December 17th is when the next ALRC meeting will be. That's when we'd be able to consider both the beer and the liquor.
Okay. And that would be the final step, or I have another step after that? And I'm sorry that I'm taking time from you guys.
It's fine. So that would be the meeting of the ALRC. They would give a recommendation to the Common Council, which would meet January 13th for the final decision on that.
Okay.
But if you wanted, once you meet at the ALRC on December 17th, and if the committee gives a recommendation to grant, you can start reaching out to the four city agencies that need to sign off on the license. And if they give you those sign-offs, you can pay for the license after the ALRC meeting and get a provisional license with just an additional $15 on top of the license fees. And you can get a provisional license prior to it going to the Common Council on January 13th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's all I have. And I'm sorry that I interrupted you guys.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good night.
Yep, thank you. Up next, we have item number 12, which is a 21 plus entertainment license for Gray Area Hospitality LLC, doing business as Gray Market at 756 East Washington Avenue with agent Matt Phelps. Jim, do we have anyone registered for this item?
We have two registrations. We have a Nicholas Davies, who's in support but not wishing to speak, and a David Schrammick, who's in support, available to answer questions. I'm not seeing David. Oh, yeah, I'm not even seeing David. So I am unmuting David in Zoom.
Okay, I saw him there and then he disappeared and then he came back. Hi, David, welcome. If you could introduce yourself and give us a little idea of what you're planning to do over there at Gray Market with this entertainment license.
David, you're still muted. I think you might need to do *6 from your phone to unmute. There you go.
There you go, thank you. At this time, we're just trying to add Thursday nights. Seems to be kind of a slow night for us. So we're just honestly looking to add some singles, kind of some slower jazz music or a few other smaller bands or acts like that on Thursday nights, maybe a little bit on Sundays, but not looking to do anything later than we're already open now, and nothing, you know, super loud or hard rock or anything in that realm.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions, committee, for the applicant?
A quick question for you, David. What can you tell us? What is the 1% other listed on your application? You have alcohol, food, and then 1%.
We have a few. We sell a very limited amount of some CBD, like retail pack gummies, which is honestly makes almost. I don't even think it is 1% of what we've sold. It's sort of a retail pack that is sold behind the bar, and that's has made up very little of our sales over the first year and a half we're almost at now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alder Verveer.
Thank you, Chair. Welcome back, Dave. I ask you a follow-up question, I guess, about the percentages just to start. I noticed that your percentages are pretty much identical to your original alcohol license when you were last before us. Does that mean that things are going pretty much as you and your partner predicted they would at the gray market?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely, you know, more leaning, or it's always been leaning more on the bar side than on the food side. And I think that's sort of how things have gone. I literally just took the percentages off of our POS when I filled this out. Didn't cross-reference what we'd originally done. But yeah, things seem to be pretty much right where we thought we were. Thursday nights just seem to be kind of a dead night, and we're hoping to add a little bit of sort of quieter live entertainment, hoping to bring in some people on that night.
Oh, it's pretty miraculous that your percentages are right on target from when you applied last time, you know, in 2024. So your projections are right on point. That's really cool. Well, I'm sorry to hear food isn't taking off more, because I know that you and your partner have quite a culinary background. I've eaten at your place, and I thought the food was excellent. But did I hear you correctly say that the food isn't done as well as you had hoped, or did I misunderstand?
I think we right when we originally applied, we thought we'd be a little heavier on booze, but I think with the hope that the food would pick up more, that hasn't seemed to be the way things are going. Still trying to work through menu design and trying to, you know, figure out our space where we are and, you know, trying to get a little more food, but, you know, it's kind of where we've ended up at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, sounds good. Good luck with the live entertainment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Are there further questions for the applicant? Are there any questions for staff? Seeing none, what would you guys like to do? Mike, if you could say that out loud one more time.
And move to grant.
Thank you. And we have a second. Ms. Clemens. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections for approval? Seeing none, item 12 is approved. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you all, I appreciate it.
Thanks. Up next, item public hearing, new license. Item number 15, Mad City Lodging LLC, doing business as the Sleep Inn / Mainstay at 4802 Tradewinds Parkway. Agent Bhavin Patel. Jim, do we have anyone registered for this item?
We do. We have a Bob Patel registered. I don't see him in Zoom. And I know he communicated with me by email earlier today. But he is registered. I just don't see him in Zoom. I'm not sure if he called in and is not.
Yeah, I don't see anyone that doesn't.
Elliot's from a...
Okay. Committee, what would you like to do with item number 15? This is the first time item 15. Yeah, it's a new license.
Yes.
First time it's been before us. Ms. Farley.
Move to refer to the next meeting of the ALRC.
And a second from Alder Verveer. Any objections to referral? Seeing none, item 15 is referred to the next meeting of the ALRC. Up next, item 16, report of the Madison Police Department. Captain Hartman, what do you have for us today?
Do not have a lot for you today. No major incidents to report or anything like that. Kind of going into the end of the year right now. All the district captains reached out to them and they didn't have anything else further as well. So that is all I have for you tonight.
How did Halloween go this year?
Halloween went fairly well for us. It was busy in the downtown area. I worked that night and we staffed it with additional officers, utilizing strike teams and kind of bolstered our downtown safety initiative. We had our community policing team that was out there as well. So although we saw an increase in volume of people taking part, we didn't have any major incidents overall that similar to like we've had in years past. So went very successful and we were very pleased with how it went.
Excellent. Thank you. Any further questions for the captain? Alder Revere.
Thank you, Chair. Captain, you'll recall that last month we talked a little about the incident downtown at Fusion Smoke and Spirits.
Yes.
And I know that you sent a formal letter to the landlord of that establishment. Could you give us an update, please, as to where things stand tonight?
I'm still waiting to hear back. I did speak with the landlord there, and he was in discussions with Fusion Smoke there as well. And I have not heard any updates since then, so I can reach out again tomorrow and see if I can get another update for you.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of the investigation otherwise, or since I'm not, I don't have the Zoom screen up, I don't know who's with us from the city attorney's office tonight, but I don't know if our prosecutor attorney Zillavi is with us tonight or not, but is there anything on in terms of the current pending case in circuit court or the investigation by task force or DOR that you could share, or don't you have any updates from either of those at all either?
I don't have any further updates from the task force, and I can turn it over to Attorney McReynolds and what she has.
Okay, thanks a lot, Captain.
Thank you. I have nothing, but I can put a message through to Jen if you'd like to be contacted with an update.
Well, thank you. As the alder of the district, that would be great. Attorney McReynolds, thank you. And then just, you know, I think it's obvious that we, as a committee, would enjoy an update, be it from your office or the Captain Hartman at our meeting next month. Yeah. Thank you both.
I'll let her know. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you both.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for the captain? Seeing none, thank you. Up next, report of the city clerk's office. Jim, what do you have for us?
I really don't have anything. But I'm happy to answer questions.
Yeah. I do not. Does anyone have any questions for Jim? Seeing none. Now we move on to my favorite part of any meeting. And I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I will say I did send that one applicant a message. I don't see them. And yeah.
Is Catherine Loving in the Zoom?
She is.
Catherine, did you want to share the results of the Healthy Minds survey?
I don't think we can talk about that since it's not been noticed.
Okay, gotcha.
We'd be happy to share that at a future meeting.
Yeah.
Alder Revere.
Thank you, Chair. I was just going to suggest that as part of the adjournment motion that we can certainly legally talk about future agenda items. And so that sounds like an excellent future agenda item.
Yeah.
So with that said, would December be the right time to for Ms. Loving, or January be better? What month would be best for a presentation and as an agenda item?
We're happy to do it either in December or January.
Okay, great.
I would probably we'll try to schedule it for December's meeting, because I don't assume December will be a very large meeting, but.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Bell, for suggesting it, yeah. It's been a while since we've had a presentation from UHS, so, yeah, thank you.
Yep. Okay, any other questions or comments? Ms. Farley.
Before we adjourn, point of information, has this been our quickest meeting ever?
Probably, yes.
That I ever remember being at, so yeah. But to make it the quickest meeting, someone has to move adjournment.
I will move adjournment. It's a tie.
Someone moves adjournment. Can I get a second, please? Okay. Second from Alder Revere. Any objections? Seeing none, the meeting of the ALRC for November 19th is adjourned.
The guy showed up in Zoom.
So we're technically adjourned. How does that work? Ms. Rick, Amber, are we adjourned or are we not adjourned?
We're adjourned. Yep. You voted to refer and we're adjourned.
Okay. We are adjourned. Yes.
Bob, I see you're in Zoom. Unfortunately, you have shown up after they've already adjourned. So we're not able to consider your application tonight. It'll be referred to the next meeting of the ALRC, which will be December 17th.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.